This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky during a trip to Kyiv on Tuesday part of a major U.S. aid package had arrived and more was on its way, Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Blinken's visit comes days after Russia launched a ground incursion into the north of Kharkiv, opening a new front and stretching Ukraine's soldiers. During a speech, Blinken took aim at Russian President Vladimir Putin and said the U.S. intends to seize Russian assets.
What Putin destroyed, Russia should and must pay to rebuild. Our Congress has given us the power to seize Russian assets in the United States. We intend to use it.
Russia now controls about 18% of Ukraine and has been gaining ground since the failure of last year's counteroffensive to make serious inroads against Russian troops.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Tuesday picked up a red guitar at a basement bar in Kyiv with a message for Ukraine that the U.S. and much of the world was fighting not just for Ukraine but for the free world. Blinken, while in Kyiv, has pledged unwavering U.S. support as Russia has intensified attacks in Ukraine, joined band 1999 on a stage in the capital city. They played Neil Young's Rocking in the Free World, a rock anthem released in 1989, just before the fall of the Berlin Wall. The U.S. State Department has moved $1 billion worth of weapons for Israel into the congressional review process, two U.S. officials said on Tuesday. The latest weapons package includes tank rounds, mortars, and armored tactical vehicles, one of the officials told Reuters. President Joe Biden's last week, he delayed a shipment to Israel over concerns they may be used in a major invasion. This is VOA News. Conflict has forced a record number of people around the world to become internally displaced, often in refugee camps. As Henry Ridgewell reports, the figure has increased dramatically over the past 5 years.
76 million people globally were forced to flee their homes in 2023 and are living elsewhere in their own countries, many in camps or makeshift accommodation. That's an increase of almost 50% over the past 5 years. Sudan has the largest internally displaced population in the world at more than 9 million people. Most were forced to flee their homes after the latest civil conflict erupted in April 2023. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News.
The Florida Highway Patrol has arrested the driver of a pickup truck that crashed into a farm worker bus, killing 8 on charges of driving under the influence manslaughter. Troopers say the driver faces 8 counts of DUI manslaughter for Tuesday morning's crash. Troopers say the man was driving a 2001 Ford Ranger that crashed into the center line, sideswiping the bus and causing to veer off the road about 6:40 a.m. Donald Trump's one-time personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, was back on the witness stand on Tuesday, and he detailed a 2017 Oval Office meeting where Trump, who was then the newly elected U.S. president, agreed to plan to secretly reimburse Cohen for a hush money payment the attorney made to a porn star. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Cohen is the prosecution's star witness at Trump's criminal trial in New York, where the ex-president is accused of illegally falsifying business records to hide the payment to Stormy Daniels. Prosecutors say Trump wanted to silence her claims about a 2006 sexual encounter as he campaigned for president in 2016. Trump has denied the affair, pleaded not guilty, and called the prosecution a political effort to derail his current presidential campaign.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Investigators probing the March collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in the U.S. state of Maryland said in a preliminary report on Tuesday that cargo ship Dolly experienced an electrical blackout about 10 hours before leaving the port of Baltimore, and yet again shortly before it slammed into the bridge and killed 6 construction workers. The report issued by the National Transportation Safety Board provides the most detailed account yet of the March 26 tragedy. The report says the power outage was caused by a crew member mistakenly closing an exhaust damper, causing the ship's engine to stall. I'm Joe Ramsey.